Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi has arrived in Indonesia, hoping to boost economic ties. He'll meet President Joko Widodo, and the two are set to sign a preferential trade agreement. Iran is currently facing tough economic sanctions from the US over its nuclear development program, whilst Indonesia is trying to recover from the economic fallout of the pandemic. Let's speak now to our correspondent, Florence Louis. She joins us live from Bogor in Indonesia. Florence, give us a bit more about the significance of this visit and what's on the agenda.
Well, the Iranian president, before he left for Jakarta, spoke to reporters in Tehran, and he said this visit is about deepening ties between the two countries. Now, these two countries have had diplomatic relations since 1950. That's 5 years after Indonesia gained independence. And this is about deepening not just trade ties and economic ties, but also a discussion on politics and culture. Now, the Iranian delegation is quite big. It consists of the foreign minister, the oil minister, the minister of information and communications, as well as the vice president of science and technology. Now, the last visit by an Iranian president was in 2015. That's when President Hassan Rouhani visited Jakarta for an Asia-Africa conference. And a year later, President Joko Widodo visited Iran in 2016. Now, Iran said that this meeting, while it's the focus will be on trade and economy, it's also the two parties are also expected to talk about combating Islamophobia and extremism in the wider world. Now, these sort of talks have taken place throughout the years in bilateral meetings, and it's expected to take place again during this meeting. The two leaders are meeting at the presidential palace in Bogor, and that's the building that you see behind me.
This trade agreement, Florence, is expecting to be finalized. What's it actually involve?
That's right. So this trade agreement is going to be called the Iran Preferential Trade Agreement. From what we understand, it's taken at least 7 rounds of negotiations. Now, Iran is Indonesia's biggest trade partner. Trade between the two countries amounted to more than $250 million. But that doesn't put Iran even in the top 20 of trade partners for Indonesia. But what the two countries are hoping is that this trade agreement will give each other greater access to the other's markets. Now, for Iran, that would be greater access to the Southeast Asia and the Asia Pacific market, and for Indonesia, greater access to the Middle East market. Now, this agreement, from what we understand, is going to remove tariffs from at least 230 items over a wide range of things, from food to pharmaceuticals to textiles.
Okay, Florence Louis bringing us the latest there on the Iranian president's visit to Indonesia.